Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the last 2 minutes, I have seen three headlines on the best hospitals in America. And it looks like they're different surveys. One was developed with help from the healthcare data, Denniston data, and nonprofit Rand Healthcare. It's called Money's 2024 List of the Best Hospitals in the Country. Then there's another list from Newsweek. And then we have another list. Newsweek ranks the best in the world. Then we have, oh, this is ridiculous. Then we have She Budgets, the best hospital in every state. But it's not necessarily saying where that data is coming from. So, and I don't think they're all using the same, data. But let's look at Money's 2024 list of the best hospitals and why they thought some hospitals were better than others. They say hospital rankings are often dominated by facilities in California, New York, and Florida. They got some prestigious hospitals. You got Maryland with Johns Hopkins. You got Minnesota with Mayo Clinic. And these states usually have a pretty robust showing on their lists. I think, not sure how many times this list has happened. But their 2024 list identified top-notch hospitals in not only California, New York, and Maryland, but also others. Tennessee, Georgia, Nebraska. And I agree, there are some fantastic Midwest hospitals. So their search, right, looked at hospitals that received a 4 or 5 star rating from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Among the 6,000 hospitals nationwide, less than 1,300 made that rank. These facilities stand out for low rates of death, readmission, and, quote, unnecessary procedures, while also maintaining high ratings for safety and timely and effective care. Now, the CMS data, so this is interesting. I've worked at county hospitals. God bless them. County hospitals will have longer waits. They will be the hospital that uninsured go to, that homeless individuals will try to get a meal from. And they're also less staffed than some of the fancier, more lucrative hiring hospitals. And so, you know, I think the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid need to understand that if you have somebody without insurance, a migrant, let's say, no health care, comes nearly at death's doorstep, falling upon your doorstep at the hospital, that's not your fault if they die. As opposed to some of the fancier hospitals where people go in and can get their yearly physical and pay extra for all the fancy, you know, bells and whistles. You know, readmission. It always blew my mind when doctors would get in trouble or hospitals would get dinged for readmission. If you have somebody with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or CHF, and they start seeking medical care when they're end stage, they're going to keep coming back. They're going to have re-exacerbations of it. Or exacerbations of it. And you can't cure them of it in the hospital stay. And so what I've seen some of these hospitals do is they don't admit you. If they're going to get dinged for admitting you, they're just going to keep you in the ER. This way it never counts. We got to really be careful with what these metrics are. High experienced practitioners. Studies show that the more experienced a physician is with a certain procedure, the better the health outcome is for the patient. Their data partner at Denniston developed a novel way to capture this. They looked at 1 million healthcare providers across the country. Their methodology taps this data to reward hospitals whose providers collectively have deep experience. Do they mean they're older? So it's not a hospital with a residency with younger doctors? I mean, deep experience might mean they have, I'm very experienced. I have over 25 years in medicine, but I'm older, okay? I'm not as young and perky like I used to be. So a hospital that is a teaching hospital that has a lot of younger doctors and then new grads, because teaching hospitals a lot of times will hire new grads, will they get dinged? So that's, now transparency about costs. I like this. This I like. I need to know why we're spending so much for Tylenol. How much gauze did you actually use versus how much that fell on the ground? How many gloves are we paying for? The Affordable Care Act requires hospitals to publicly list prices for procedures and services, known as charge master prices. And the No Surprises Act, which came into 2022, helps protect insured patients from unexpected out-of-network bills. So a bill might result from going from the emergency room of a hospital that's in your network, but then you might be treated by an anesthesiologist who does not work with your insurer. Now, that I don't get, because if you're going to be in a hospital, anybody who works at that hospital has to be credentialed with the insurances that hospital takes. But sadly, this hasn't always worked out. And it's because we have so many insurance companies now, and the picking and choosing, it's kind of ridiculous. So they did not factor the price transparency results into their final ranking score for each hospital, but did list the hospital's transparency grade. And I'm going to be telling you after the break how some of these rated. And then they used Money's Best Hospitals list. Making use of our hospitals, they said, two-thirds of the hospitals that received the lowest score of B received transparency grades in the A range. So, there were only two hospitals that had a D for price transparency. So we'll talk about some more of the metrics and who got what. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I can't stand these best hospital rankings that we see in the news because what can we do about them? I mean, I don't even know what hospital I could go to with my insurance. I got new insurance. I know I should have looked that up, and I'm going to look it up after my show today. But I have no idea which hospital system I could go to. So you tell me that there's the best hospital in my city. If it's out of my network with insurance, I can't afford to go there. You're just kind of dangling a little carrot in front of me. In fact, on this money list, I looked up Nevada. We didn't even make their top list. Well, that kind of stinks. I'm in Nevada. So what, I have to go to California? So let's look at their top list. And again, they base this on people dying, on on experience of doctors or their staff, on price transparency. Advent Health Orlando got an A-plus grade. Their top specialty was infectious disease, even though they do a lot. Their top service was severe sepsis. They didn't get the highest federal rating. They were 4 out of 5. But still, according to money, A-plus overall grade. Their price transparency, they only got a C in. That was interesting. New York Langone Medical Center got an A-plus. Their top specialty is OMM, osteopathic manipulative medicine. They're also very good at sepsis, treating that. But New York made number 2. Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, made number 3. But they got an A. They didn't get an A-plus. Nuclear medicine is one of their top specialties, and one of their top services is the tracheostomy with mechanical ventilation. Cedars of Sinai Medical Center, where I was born, A overall grade. General practice, they do good with everything, but get this, their price transparency, D-. Ooh. They apparently do a lot of cardiac valve replacements. ChristianaCare in Newark, Delaware, got an A. Nuclear medicine is a biggie for them. They do a lot with respiratory infections. Massachusetts General in Boston came in number 6. Sarasota in Florida, number 7. Lee Valley in Allentown, Pennsylvania, number 8. Cleveland Clinic, number 9. Brigham and Women's Hospital, Boston, number 10. We usually see these hospitals up in the top 10, usually. North Shore from Manhasset got an A. Number 11, Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey, number 12. Houston Methodist, number 13. South Shore Hospital in Massachusetts, number 14. North Shore from Evanston, Illinois, number 15. Inova Fairfax from Falls Church, Virginia, number 16. Mount Sinai, number 17. Methodist Hospital of Memphis, number 18. SUNY Stony Brook University, number 19. Riverside Methodist in Columbus, Ohio. Rounding out the top 25 was Baptist Health Medical Center in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Francis Hospital, the Heart Center in Rawson, New York, Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Memorial Mission Hospital in Asheville Surgical Center, North Carolina, Community Hospital, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Wow. Way to go, Oklahoma. St. Luke's, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, came in 26. Ascension St. Hospital, West Nashville, number 27. Northwestern Medicine, Palos Hospital, 28. Beaumont Hospital in Troy, Michigan, 29. And then Northwestern Medicine Hospital, number 30. Johns Hopkins, this time came in 36. So that was interesting. University of Kansas beat it out. I like Johns Hopkins. They do a lot of great work. But, you know, Stanford came in below that. UCSF came in number 50. It's interesting. Now, you know, we have a problem with our hospitals. Like I said, this ranking, maybe what it does is tries to teach hospitals to, you know, be a little bit more transparent. It gives them a lot of good press. It might help some shareholders and the board of directors. But what does it do for us patients? You know, you got to really look at what the CMS, the Centers for Medicare Services, what that rating does. And we have to be very careful with ratings, per se. So ratings are driving a lot of the metrics with hospital and medicine. Even with me, I couldn't believe how much weight employers put on ratings. So if somebody said, you know, look, I need a narcotic, you know, we're like, well, we can't. Yeah, they give you a bad rating, you could lose your job. But if you give the narcotic, you could lose your job too. You work for companies that say don't overwrite antibiotics. Quit overwriting antibiotics. Bronchitis doesn't always need an antibiotic. Do antibiotic stewardship. Well, you try and tell a patient that when they want an antibiotic, they give you a bad rating. And as we talked about this readmission issue or hospital, another thing that you get rated poorly on from the government is if there's a complication in your hospital. Or a complication with your patient. So let's say you have a choice of two patients. A 26-year-old having an appendectomy or a 90-year-old having an appendectomy? Who is going to have a higher risk of complications? Who is going to have a higher risk of readmission? Who is going to have a higher risk of death? All three of those can nail your federal, not only rating, but reimbursement. And there's penalties, reportedly. So then what do you think the hospital's going to do? Let's get the 26-year-old to the OR right away. The 90-year-old might sit a little bit. There might be a tendency for hospitals to divert. I've heard of cases where when they hear your insurance, when they hear your age, we're full. We can't take anymore. Yet somebody younger, higher insurance calls in, we got you. Come on down. So now there's a bias. So what I worry about as I'm starting to go up in age is if these hospitals are going to get dinged for readmission or basically the older, if they start to have more of an older, sicklier population, they're not going to want them. I know doctors in telemedicine that say that the ratings are killing them, that these companies are getting on them for ratings. So they're trying to pick the simpler cases so they get better rated. Well, who's going to take the complicated cases? Medicine should not be about these ratings. And we put so much value on that. You know how fake some of these restaurant ratings are? You have a disgruntled employee, they're going to go online and say, oh, the diner has rats. I saw a rat. Now, we're supposed to be getting a little bit better when it comes to libel and holding people responsible for writing lies. But I saw that with doctors. If a doctor took you to collections, people wouldn't say, yeah, I didn't pay my bill, and I tried getting free care, and they gave me multiple warning letters and offered multiple ways where I could pay, and I just gave them the middle finger. That's not what they do. They go, yeah, the doctor almost killed me. So people go, oh, my God, that doctor almost killed a person. And you're like, where the hell did they come up with that? And so please be very careful reading these ratings. Price transparency is a little bit more objective, less subjectivity with that. Well, they show their prices, and their bills kind of match what they have on their website. That's a little bit more objective, harder to lie about. But some of these, you know, restaurant ratings I see, you could tell when somebody's mom, oh, the food server was so amazing. What bedside manner. I am only going to go back to this restaurant and ask for this one server. Okay, well, that's somebody who wants to save the job, and somebody's mommy wrote that for them, or best friend. I mean, come on. So I'm a little nervous about this. We really have to be careful, because if ratings are going to drive these hospital scores and funding and notoriety, then individuals who don't make them look good may not get seen. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Attorneys for accused Moscow, Idaho killer Brian Koberger will be arguing for a change of trial venue in court Wednesday. Koberger charged in connection with the murder of four University of Idaho college students in 2022. Defense attorneys will argue the trial should be moved out of Latah County, Utah, because the jury pool would be too small to find impartial jurors there. It could cost you more to Netflix and chill, USA's John Schaefer.
Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. In a research note, they anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform, coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and a growing subscriber base. This move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15% for Netflix.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason, our producer. So, further layoffs are slated in 2024. Companies like Amazon, BlackRock, Nike, Intel, Citigroup announcing plans to cut this year. We're hearing of multiple banks shuttering their doors, multiple stores, multiple restaurants. And so I think this is Business Insider gives us a pretty comprehensive list of a lot of the U.S. companies that are slashing staff, including Paramount, Google, Microsoft. So why? Well, it's only February. They say 38% of business leaders surveyed by Resume Builder think layoffs are likely. And around half say their companies will implement a hiring freeze. Resume Builder talked to around 900 leaders at organizations with more than 10 employees. Half of those surveyed cited concerns about a recession. You see, I know we were in a recession, then we weren't in a recession, and we were in a recession. All I know is this, to me, is a recession. We are having not a lot of growth. We're having a lot of high prices, people concerned about homes and rent and cars and grocery prices and people struggling to get jobs. So to me, we're in some sort of recession, but I'm no financial expert. And I understand there's definitions with fiscal quarters and all that. But they say another major factor is artificial intelligence. Around 4 in 10 respondents say they're going to conduct layoffs as they replace workers with AI. Dropbox, Google, IBM has already announced job cuts for that reason. So this is what we have. So Paramount, Google, laying off hundreds of workers in its central engineering division and members of its hardware teams. I hope they lay off the person that screwed up their AI, where they couldn't even comment on pedophilia and tried to give us a lesson on why pedophiliacs are not evil. Ridiculous. But the company encouraged Google people to consider applying for open positions if they want to remain employed. April 9th will be the last day for those unable to secure a new position to leave. That was an email. Now, they laid off thousands throughout 2023. Looks like that's going to continue. Discord is laying off 170 employees. According to CEO Jason Citron, we grew quickly and expanded our workforce even faster, increasing 5 times since 2020. As a result, we took on more projects and became less efficient on how we operated. In August, Discord reduced its headcount by 4%. The company was valued at $15 billion in 2021. Citi, CITI, is going to cut 20,000 from its staff, a complete corporate overhaul. Layoffs are part of a larger Citigroup initiative to restructure the business. And you have Mexico operations as well, but I think they employ about 180,000 people. In an earnings call in January, the bank said layoffs could save the company $2.5 billion after it suffered a very disappointing final quarter last year. Amazon Prime Video and Amazon MGM Studios allegedly are going to be laying off hundreds of jobs. In 2023, Amazon laid off 18,000 workers. So Mike Hopkins, Senior Vice President of Prime Video and Amazon MGM Studios, said that several hundred roles may also now be slashed so they can refocus on more profitable products. It's all about profits, people. Amazon-owned Twitch also announced job cuts, about 500. That's going to affect a third of their employees. It's a live streaming company. Nike has a $2 billion cost-cutting plan. There will be severances, but they have had a slow growth in sales. The call subsequently resulted in Nike stock plunging. BlackRock is going to cut 3% of its staff. They are going to probably lay off 600 from their 20,000-person workforce. Rent the Runway is slashing 10% of its corporate jobs, restructuring. Unity Software is eliminating 25% of its workforce. eBay is going to cut 1,000 jobs. I haven't bought anything on eBay in a long time. I haven't bought on eBay, probably because I've been using Amazon. I don't know why I liked eBay. eBay's been around for a while. But they have overall headcount and expenses have outpaced the growth of their business. And what this is all telling us is employees are costing them too much. They're not making their money on the employees. Microsoft is going to fire 1,900 people at Activision, Xbox, and ZeniMax. Layoffs will affect employees at Activision Blizzard. Salesforce is cutting 700 employees. Flexport, it's a logistics startup, cutting 20%. iRobot is laying off 350 employees. And the founder, Colin Engel, is going to step down. That doesn't sound good. UPS, as we spoke about, slashing 12,000 jobs. Now, they just had, a whole walkout and strike and a renegotiation? Well, apparently layoffs are now going to affect 14% of their 85,000 managers. Could save the company $1 billion. PayPal is going to lay off 9% of its workforce. These are big companies. Okta, a digital access management company, 7% of the workforce. Snap is going to, for Snapchat, is going to cut 10% of their workforce. Estee Lauder, 3,100 positions. I haven't bought Estee Lauder, I don't think ever. Estee Lauder has some fantastic fragrances. It just, it was always expensive and out of my price range. I think I got a gift once. It was one of the best perfumes I ever had, but it's just too expensive. I mean, at some point, they have to realize that not everybody has that kind of money. DocuSign. You know how you have to sign something with, there's like, okay, here's your DocuSign. 6% of their staff are getting canned. Zoom is slashing 150 jobs, which is about 2%. Paramount laying off 800 employees after a record-breaking Super Bowl. The layoffs are coming. Morgan Stanley, Cisco, 4,000 people. Expedia, cutting 8%. Sony, 900 workers. Bumble, 350. So, for those of you who work remote, for those of you who work at these companies, and you're seeing this, now, update your resume. You know, start, you know, coming up with plan B. But the job market is not very easy. And if you're one of the last to be fired, you might miss out on some of these other jobs that other companies may take. And companies are always looking for new talent. But you might want to change your mind about the remote working. You might want to change your mind about not coming to the office. You might want to change your mind about, you know, some of the things that everybody demanded to come back after COVID. And we knew it wouldn't last. We knew these companies couldn't survive. Paying somebody full-time salary for them to work at home. When you lose money, you need to kind of see where that work is. You know, if you could have one person do the job of three, and they'll come to the office and you'll be able to see what they're doing. And I hate to say it, I know some of you are real hard workers, but I've had a lot of friends who work from home, and man, they had spare time. They would be laying out. They would be FaceTiming me at the store. I'm like, aren't you on the clock? How are you doing this? And we knew the bubble was going to burst. At some point, these companies are like, no more. I'm not going to spend this kind of money. The money runs out. The money always runs out. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are very, very frustrated that you are not being able to get the weight loss medications on telemedicine. And you've been frustrated with your telemedicine experiences and sharing them with me. And we talk about it. First and foremost, with these weight loss medications, one of the reasons why you can't get weight loss medications on all telemedicine platforms is many of them need prior authorization. Prior authorization is where a doctor says, I want my patient to have a medication and prescribes it. But the insurance company says, well, nah, we're not going to pay for it. And the doctor's like, but I'm the doctor. I want my patient to have this medication. I put a lot of thought into it. I want them to have it. And the insurance company's like, nope. There's cheaper alternatives. Rather than us spending $1,600 a month on a patient's weight loss medication, they could go to the gym. The doctor's like, you don't understand. They've done the gym. They've dieted. So the doctor has to argue. And they have to go back and forth. They have to submit labs. Sometimes they look, they're pre-diabetic. Look at their medical records. When you look at all of this data combined, we have exhausted everything else. Please, for the love of God, cover the Wegovy or Zepbound. Or my patient is diabetic, not losing weight, not in control of their blood sugars, please cover the Ozempic or Mounjaro. And so for a telemedicine company to do prior auths, it has to be structured a little differently. So me, when I had my office, before I went to teach and do more media, I paid for staff out of my own money to sit there and argue with insurance companies and fight for my patients. This was all for free. To get the insurance company to finally pay for a medication that they should have paid for anyway. And it took a lot of time. The doctor doesn't have time. Sometimes I would be ripped out of a patient to get on the phone to talk to the insurance company. And the insurance companies would do this on purpose because they wanted to punish you for asking for a prior auth or writing a medication that was expensive for them. So it would indirectly dissuade doctors to not write medications that would need prior auths. So doctors like, I don't have the time for it, fine, I won't do it. And you actually do have a lot of doctors out there saying, I'm not writing the medications. If your insurance doesn't cover it, I don't have time for the prior auths. But these telemedicine companies hire doctors, especially from an urgent care standpoint, to see a patient in a relatively short amount of time, get them taken care of, move on to the next patient. They don't pay the doctors to stop and deal with blood work, records, because many of these doctors are remote. They're in another state. So it makes it kind of difficult. There are some telemedicine platforms that will do it, but not all of them. And understand that there is there's a process. And there's a back and forth. And also these companies don't want patients hanging. Sometimes it could take weeks for a prior authorization. Well, if you're helping millions of patients a week, and these are now piling up. I mean, one of the reasons why a lot of doctors closed the practice up is they just couldn't handle all the paperwork. It was simple. We would hand you the prescription or we would write the prescription. It would get filled, move on to the next patient. You didn't have, during Civil War times or, Spanish flu time, you didn't have, well, what we're going to do is partially take care of you. You wait, and you wait 3 weeks for the insurance company to say this is okay. No, we took care of you, move on. Took care of you, move on. We got people waiting. It needs to be methodical. And so now you have all these patients where there's a prescription waiting. There's a test that needs authorization. The test isn't getting done because we need authorization. Workers' comp may not allow the doctor to proceed with therapy. And it's a mess. Why? Because we've let insurance companies come in. When it was just patient and doctor, it was easier. But now we have a middleman that decides what they want to pay for because things are pretty expensive. So, yeah, they want to be very conservative when it comes to what they're spending money on. But I had one patient that was very frustrated because their spouse called into telemedicine, struggled in terms of English, so they used an interpreter, and at first called for something sinus related, but instead got diagnosed with a UTI. They got diagnosed with a UTI, and then a couple days later started having diarrhea from the antibiotic. So they called back asking for treatment. Now, I'm the physician now. And I'm like, well, was it really a UTI? Did anybody do a urine test? No, this was over the phone. Okay, so it was an over-the-phone diagnosis. Okay. So the first thing we need to establish is, do you even need the antibiotic? If you don't need the antibiotic, then you can get off of it. So should we just stop it? No. Because if you have a UTI, or the person has a UTI, they need to be on it. So you need to go in and just verify if you need the antibiotic to begin with. If you are having diarrhea, we need to figure out why. Is it this norovirus? There's a big norovirus viral outbreak that's going on right now. We have a listeria outbreak that has caused us to have to recall multiple dairy products. There's COVID causing diarrhea. There's an antibiotic-induced diarrhea called Clostridium difficile, where it's an opportunistic infection that grows because the antibiotic wiping out your normal microbiome. Or is it a side effect to the antibiotic? So people calling into telemedicine are like, well, just fix this. Just give us a new antibiotic. Well, we can't if the antibiotic's what's causing the diarrhea. What if you don't need the antibiotic? So when I just very, logically said, what I would do now is go in. This way, the in-person doctor could put this all together. Did you actually have a UTI? Or did your wife actually have the UTI? Was it even necessary? Do they even need the antibiotics anymore? But unfortunately, with the way we're now using telemedicine, is people don't want, they just want to have the over-the-phone handle it all. And I get it. It's nice. When I was working Christmas Day, I think I saw 50 patients Christmas Day. It was so nice for patients not to have to go to an urgent care ER on Christmas Day. I get that. But at some point, we doctors can only do so much. And I have seen cases where people have 3 over-the-phone visits, and they're getting worse. And when you say, I think now you need to have an in-person exam because you might not, we might not be working with the right diagnosis, they don't want to. They get angry. And then they give you nasty reviews. I've seen patients misdiagnosed with the UTI, misdiagnosed with STDs, misdiagnosed with pneumonia, misdiagnosed with appendicitis, because these patients can bias the doctor. Hi, I have diverticulitis. I need an antibiotic. I need 2 antibiotics. If the doctor's in a hurry, they might say, okay, here you go. Yet what's really happening, as like with one of my patients, is it was a clot in their renal vein. Sorry, I thought I was going to sneeze. Sorry, I got my allergies. Thought I was going to sneeze. Yeah, it was a patient who had COVID, had pain in the area where they had diverticulitis, but actually had a blood clot. How did I know that? I didn't. It just didn't sound like diverticulitis to me, and I said, go get seen. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be misdiagnosed on telemedicine. You could be diagnosed very well. But don't get mad if you're not getting better or something else happens. Because in person, we doctors were trained in person. We were trained how to fix you by examining you, by doing tests. We weren't trained to give you appropriate medicine by guessing over the phone. So you got to understand the limitations. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.